Hey, Radio. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gents, back by popular demand.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Ang susunod na palabas ay Rated PG.
All right, you guys, we are here for a brand new episode of Grown Folks Business. I am your host, Sweetie B, and I'm here with my co-host, the guy, Hey Lou. How you doing?
Hey, hey. Hey, hey, early morning tea. Got to get
early
together.
Early morning tea. Yeah. I had my coffee this morning.
Yeah, I was trying to cut back on the coffee, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like having me a little too. I'm trying to be a little more healthy, man. I've been working on a little more water.
At first, they were telling people that a cup of coffee a day was good for you and you should be drinking it. Then all of a sudden, it flip-flopped to where it's not so good for you.
I don't know what to believe no more. Yeah, I'm not really doing it because of what they say, you know what I mean? It's like, for one, coffee got, you know, chemical in it that prevents you from losing that lower belly fat, which I don't really need to lose no weight, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, it's that. Plus, it tricks your mind into thinking that your stomach is full of liquid, so it has you using the bathroom a lot. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Coffee can lead to dehydration if you ain't drinking enough water. And I really need to start drinking more water, so, you know. I mean, it's for health purposes, you know, as well as tea tastes a little better sometimes.
It is what it is, ain't it?
Yeah, real.
Well, I just,
so what's going on this morning?
Well, we're back in effect, and I'm glad to be here, glad to be a part of this new season of Grown Folks Business. And we're going to expand things, some on the show. We're going to be doing some new stuff, some old stuff. And, you know, trying to make things pop on this end for Tweety Bird Central as far as Grown Folks Business goes. Because there's always something going on in the world. There's always something to talk about, and a lot of times we just don't have a place as adults to come and sit down and talk. So this is just a format and a place where people, if they want to, can come in and talk about any topic that they want and don't have to worry about really being judged or, you know, whatever, for whatever comment or response that they have to say. So I'm happy and I'm excited about it.
Yeah. Man, you know, it's going to be live, man, as always. You know, once the circle returns, you know, it's been a minute. So, you know, everybody that probably got used to sleeping in again and, you know, doing their own little thing here and there. But you know what I'm saying? The networking is like always something that's real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you maintain connections with genuine people and just, you know what I'm saying, they always tend to maintain those connections with you. So, you know, we're expecting the usual suspects to be calling in sooner or later, you know what I'm saying. It's the first morning we back, so, you know, this might be me and you back and forth for a minute, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, we have callers on the line, and if you guys want to come in and give us a topic this morning, you're welcome to do so. You can press the 1 button and come in and have a talk with us. And, you know, we're always glad to take new topics. As a matter of fact, we have a caller here now. Last 4 digits is 3612. And I'm going to go ahead and bring you in here. Who do we have with us?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, this is Tom Major. What's up?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
It's just cool, man. It's cool. How y'all folks doing this morning?
Doing good. I'm blessed to be alive. How are you doing?
Shit, it's cool, man. You know me, networking. I just left the studio this morning around about 2, 3 o'clock. I was in West Point for a little minute. I ran into some cats down there. Yeah, through one of my partners, they got a studio down there. So we just trying to link up for real, man, trying to get, you know what I'm saying, shit where it's supposed to be, for real, you know.
Okay. That's what's up. Well, you wasn't that far from me then, if you was down in West Point. Yeah, my dad is in West Point. Yeah, I didn't know they had a studio over there, though.
Yeah, it's a guy I just met in, matter of fact, last night, a guy named Shaq. I met him through one of my partners, and yeah, they got some shit that sounded pretty good. I can't remember the name of the, I think it was New Nation or something like that, but I know they got some tracks. They going hard, you know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for them. I just met them last night, and, you know, when I give my personal opinion of a rapper or an artist based on whether it's R&B or hip-hop, I try to give them directly, you know what I'm saying, not what they want to hear, but what they need. So basically, yeah, that from what I heard last night, they ready, you know what I'm saying, I feel like everybody just needs a little promotion behind them. You know, that's where a lot of it come from, because today you got a lot of rappers out there, you know what I'm saying, their music might be all right, but if you got that team behind, you know what I'm saying, you can afford to make a couple moves for yourself.
Yeah. New Nation, DTR, is that them?
What's the name?
DTR. I think this guy named Wheat, he used to deal with, I think his thing was New Nation. I'm not sure, but I'm almost sure. New Nation, DTR.
Yeah, the song, like the couple tracks they let me hear. Yeah, it's a lot of them in the group, but I only met like two of them last night.
Yeah. Okay. That's what's up. So what's going on new with Tom Major? What should we be looking from you?
Oh, man. I mean, I know y'all been waiting on this mixtape since what, about 2012 since I got out. But I got about 10 more tracks to put on there. I mean, I have all the songs recorded or whatever, but I just had to go ahead and push them on out there. But main thing, like I said, I got to keep them standing this street shit for real, because that'll really block our artists or bring the artists down. A lot of times we don't recognize it ourselves, but if you want to be in the industry, something that I feel, that's something that I came to realize, you got some things you got to cut off. But, you know, it's a lot of stuff that I'm about to be putting out lately. I just put up new tracks, two new tracks last week. One of them featuring my partner, Kentavious Wright. You can find him on Facebook at Kentavious Wright, a.k.a. 410. But we just put up a song called Black Ski. You know what I'm saying? It's something for the hood. It's something for anybody who did that type of thing. You feel me? But it's just a little something new. You know what I'm saying? Get a little mix into it or the area. But big shout out to my fam, 410. Free my homeboy, Willie Lowe. Free YG. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can link up soon, man. The summer going to be real hot, you feel me, in a good way. We're going to do a lot of videos, try to put Chamber County on, whether it's in Lynette, the Fett, you know, or travel to Opelika, to my hometown. But we're going to try to make some movies.
That's what's up. And we're going to be looking for them, too. And I appreciate you for calling in and giving me your shout-out. If you want to hang around and listen to the topic, you may want to punch back in and say something when we hit a topic you may want to, you know, respond to. You can do that. But right now I'm going to pull you back outside of the studio and just hang on tight and listen to the show.
Okay, that's up.
All right. Big shout out to Tone Major for calling in and supporting growth of this morning.
Oh, yeah. So what's your grown folks' business topic this morning?
My main topic that I really want to get into, this is a touchy topic, but I want to get into it. I want to talk about the disappearance of the plane in Malaysia, what happened to the plane. And I saw some footage the other day, some news footage of some of the families that were trying to get answers about some of the passengers, out of the 227 passengers that are missing, along with the 12 crew members. Some of those people was just really hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could just see. And the authorities there just wasn't giving them no type of relief, just dragging them off and just, you know, to me, they owe them people some more respect than that. you know, they loved ones just all of a sudden came up missing. And don't treat them like that. Don't treat them like that, because I honestly feel like they know where the plane at. They know exactly where the plane at. That's my personal opinion. But don't do them people like that. That's not right.
I mean,
and I just, it's completely, you know, I just, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I wonder what happened to the plane, and I wish they would be more patient with the family. Because what I saw on TV the other day, the way the authorities were, it was just awful. I wouldn't, you know, somebody going through something like that, you just don't treat them like that. You know,
that's my
personal opinion.
Now, we take stuff for granted over here, but at the same time, it's like if you look at it just from a, you know, non-emotional standpoint, man, which is what I try to do with a lot of stuff, it's like, you know, your grief or your hysteria is no justification for bad behavior. I mean, it's quite possible that they know where the plane is at. It could be some kind of gigantic conspiracy or something. But at the same time, it's quite possible, man, the ocean is big. This is not the first time a plane crashed, and it took them a long time to find it. You know what I mean? So it's quite possible that it's actually missing. If you don't have no answers, it's like you can be as patient as you want to be with somebody, but somebody screaming and hollering and hysterical, it's hard. You know what I'm saying? I mean, any black man that's been in a situation where his woman was mad about something that he feel like, you know, he didn't have nothing to do with, or was tripping off something that he didn't do and was screaming and hollering, and, you know, he ain't had no answers for the questions that she was answering, understand how that feels. You know, to have a woman or somebody just screaming and hollering, and it's like they asking you for answers. You can't give them the answers, and they telling you, yes, you can. It's kind of difficult. You know what I'm saying? And then even if the plane is missing and they know where it's at, I don't think the people who were, you know, sourced to deal with those things actually would know. I mean, they at the police station, down at the, you know, the government building. I don't think them low-level employees would have no idea or know anything. So just for somebody to be screaming and hollering, it's like you have a protocol. It's like, you know, it's no screaming and hollering in the police station. So, I mean, I disagree, man, like you, with the manhandling and the dragging off of. I feel like they could have been more gentle in the dealing with of those people. But at the same time, it's like those people, the situation has to be dealt with. You know what I'm saying? We live in a society that's different from any other culture. And it's like we grow up in this country thinking that we have the appropriate perspective for a global view. And we have seen from our intrusion into other people's wars and politics and everything else that one of the main things to consider before you stick your nose in somebody's business is cultural. You know what I mean? These cultural exchanges. It's like, you know, people over there, like to this day, I still say, it's like it was harsh, man. You know, Saddam Hussein was a harsh dude. But the country that he lived in, the culture that he lived in, it's like weakness is not something that's respected. I mean, somebody got to keep the factions in order. Maybe the method of, you know, picking and choosing and siding with this side against that side or whatever was a little harsh because people died and people disappeared. And I never, you know, want to seem like I'm saying that people need to be killed. But some countries, they need dictatorships based on, you know, their culture. It's like their culture is violent. Their culture is hostile. You know, they grow up with a mindset of a specific way to demonstrate. They don't have, like, you know, the peaceful demonstrations, man, don't exist in every country. Some places, they just blow stuff up. Or people will hijack a peaceful demonstration and blow stuff up. People will infiltrate an organization, man, that is seeking to peacefully demonstrate something and blow stuff up. That's what happens. So some places, you need that firm hand, you know? I mean,
yeah,
it's just like that. So for us to sit here and judge, it's hard, you know?
We got some callers here that may want to add some things to it. I'm going to take the first caller here live, 4-digit 2508. You're live on the air with Sweet B and the God Hey Rule. Who do we have?
Hey, what's good? It's your boy, Leesky. What's good with y'all?
Hey, Leesky, what's going on?
Man, just had to call in and show some love.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you.
Hey, Rue, what it do?
What it do, man? You know what I'm saying? Been a minute.
I know it, man. Just been busy, man. Just trying to get right, man.
Oh, yeah. You're going to got to tell me, man. You know, we've been cooking it up, man, trying to get it just right. You know what I'm saying? We attempt to introduce it in a couple of different formats, but it didn't taste right. So, you know, we had to go back to the kitchen. You know, we on now, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what's up.
Lisa has sent us some new submission tables. We're going to get into them here in a little bit. But tell us a little bit about one of your tracks, at least. I know you got to go, but just tell us a little bit about one of your tracks that you sent in to us.
Oh, yeah, I sent in a little cipher I did to that 5 a.m. Toronto Drake beat, man. I've been getting a lot of good feedback on the people really feeling, you know, just going back to the straight lyrics, you know. Of course, I still, you know, got some club bangs or whatever, but I just want to get back to the art of the cipher because, you know, I felt like a little bit of that lost in this rap game right now, so it just had to go back to, you know, killing them on the beat, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's still partying, doing all that, but you got to get back to the meat and potatoes of the game when, you know, people actually listen to what you were saying. So
right.
I just wanted to keep coming on that 5 a.m. Toronto beat, and I've been getting a lot of messages, people wondering, am I beefing with somebody, people wondering, you know, what I'm getting back to. I'm just trying to get back to real rap.
Right. And stuff that you know about. You know, it's fun to party, have a good time, spend money, and make it rain and all that. But people don't do that every day.
No.
I want to hear some people do every day.
Oh, yeah. I did it this weekend. That was my birthday weekend. I did it. Now,
yeah,
I made it rain a little bit. But, hey, that's together. That's just what I do. But, hey, you know, we have fun sometimes. And then sometimes we got to get back to the real world. And that's what that 5 a.m. Toronto was. So.
Well, we appreciate you so much for calling in, Lisi. And if you want to get in on the top, did you want to say something about the aircraft that's missing right now? What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say about what, like, Heyru was saying, you know, us as the United States, we do a lot of div and dabbing in a lot of people's business, you know, and then I think we have a perception that everything that goes on, we should be explained and how we feel we should be right. And you don't know what that man going through, another man going through. So you don't know what another country dealing with. You don't know what this, you know, what they doing over there. Like you were just saying about, you know, Saddam and all that. It's some people, some places where you go where, you know, you can't be diplomatic. They just going, hey, when you're hearing that, you better make some bang. So, you know, I think with the thing going on with the aircraft and all that, you know, it's a tragedy. You hate to hear something like that. But, you know, until all the facts are laid out there, and, of course, we may not know, you know, you just got to observe with a careful point of view. You know, you don't want to jump out there on the limb about anything. And, you know, of course, as time goes on, more and more things will come out. But you got to be able to strain through the bullshit and figure out what's real, so.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. Okay, you guys, we're going to get into some of this Lisi music right now. Callers I have on the line, I see you, 786-540-412. Hang on tight. We're going to come back and take your calls. We're going to play the Shots Fired right now, and we'll be back with more Grown Folks Business.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Lisi. No drop.
Let's get it.
It's so funny how things suddenly change. Moved up out of the city and niggas get out of range. Hoes from years ago now suddenly wanna hang. Come home with a little money, then rumors bust that you slang. Toned up your weight so niggas know that you're straight. Everyone's got a tape, so yours gotta be great. Expectations of winning like Bama and Brian Denny. Very special I play, so pour up a cup of Henny. Life of a go-getter, first name based with the teller. Vamping nightly with Bella and working that slot like Welker. Staring out of my window, swear that I can see my future. There's a mansion kitchen with a bigger spoon, even come with a soup. Still think about 2009 and Tampa fell in love with a stripper. Plenty money was the anthem. Threw it all like fuck it, we ballin', nigga, no subbing. Only dimes in the VIP, I got a problem with ducking. Inspired by Sky and Worm, so every beat got a burn. Be said, take it by force, they never give us a turn. A long way from that crib on Glen Circle. Late 80s, baby, watch Captain Planet Steve Urkel. Never considered cool, but now I give him the chills. Ballin' like Michael Jordan compared to you, Kendall Gills. Not only I have the talent, but nigga, I have the will. Constantly put in work like Sweetness running the hill. I'm no good if you're going, that's my old hoe. Just red bottles, my closet, it called the Rose Bowl. Been called cocky, but it's just the highest standard. Say the game is lacking substance, well, consider me the answer. Tried to collab with niggas, but guess they think they are great. So fuck all of you niggas, now your career to wait. Clothes catching your tape, I'm calling you niggas fake. Made a major mistake, so this is truly your fate. Don't need any of your comments or your validation. So keep quiet as I continue with my domination. Can't forget the dollar sign to my fucking niggas. If you ain't talking dollar sign, we ain't fucking with ya. All about my bills, run this shit like Spiller. All rats gotta die, not to mention Willa. Don't get it twisted, there's no way that I am bitter. Cause to me, y'all are the toilet and I'm the motherfucking shitter. All gold, everything like it's 92. AMG, I am the boss, I can sign your boo. Fuck beef, I got a chopper if I hear a move. Despite time, I still will have it just like Uncle Drew. Swish. Gifted design, lyrically I'm prime. Got her on my dick, but truly I just fuck a mind. Southern version of Drizzy, future version of Bigger. I got a jockin' on me, but you should act as a ditty. Been the greatest in my state since 2008. But they don't see you unless you in designer talkin' weight. But check them other to-do list. Checkmate, it's your move, bitch. Checkmate. Fuck nigga, what's up?
Yeah.
Huh? Fuck nigga, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah. Shots fired. Man down. Corner call. No drop.
Seattle.
All right, you guys. That was Leaky Seattle. Shots fired. You can go over and follow him on Twitter at Leaky, LeeSKI5000. So make sure you go over and do that. All right, we got callers on the line. We're going to take some more calls here and see if they have something to say about our topic so far. 9620 is the last four of your digits. Who do we have?
Top Shotter.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm all right. I was just calling in to check up on you.
Okay. Well, we're having a good show.
I support everything you do.
Yeah, you do. You guys, Tom Shotter, he supports everything I do, and he talks about everything I do, and he challenges me in everything I do. So I'm waiting on him to come out with a radio show.
Hey, you don't want me to talk about everything. You don't want me to talk about something. Just something.
Yeah. Okay, well, we thank you for calling in, and do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
Nah, just a shout out to you right now because I see you doing your thing. You know I'm back behind you 100%.
That's what's up. Thanks so much for calling in.
All right.
All right, we're going to take another call here. 8952 is the last four of your digits. Who do we have?
This is Dawu, Tweety B. What's happening?
Hey, Dawu, what's happening?
Yeah, just calling to support y'all. I'm feeling some type of way right now. I'm at the hospital. Support my sister. You know, she's battling a cancer and it's spread all over her body. So I'm here.
Yeah.
So, what's up, Hey Woo?
I pray I go out with you. What's up, God? I pray I go out with you, man. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. And I appreciate y'all. TV, I know you ain't seen me on Facebook because I've been out DC, you know, working and stuff like that. I also had, I went to the studio, but I didn't complete my work. So I'm still working on that. I also have a nephew by the name of Rockstar. He resides in Pittsburgh, but he represents Northeast Washington, D.C., and he should be tuning in. If you see his area code, it should be 412. And he got mad music, man, so hopefully he'll call in and support y'all. And
so
I told him
we have him on the line. I think this is him. Let me pull this person in and see if it is.
Yeah, that's my nephew.
Our last 41683, are you there?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Man, what's going on?
Let them know who you is, man. Let
man, this Rockstar, a.k.a. NASCAR, man, representing Northeast D.C., Kenilworth. Shout out to Kenilworth, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get through my day, man. I heard some real bad news about my aunt, man. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of throwing like a fork in my road, man. I try to sit here, man. I try to get my music together, man, and get my things together. But that was just that just threw me for a loop.
Our prayers and our thoughts are going out to the family right now. I really don't know the situation, but I really hope that, you know, everything turns out. And, you know, God has a way of doing things, and he handles all the business. So if you believe in him, everything is going to be just fine. So, you know, that's where faith come in.
Truth right there. I know that's the truth. Regardless of how it turn out, you know what I'm saying, it's going to work out for the good. My Aunt Andrew, she was a beautiful person, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
So better.
Yeah, she a beautiful person for real, man. Like a...
I just wanted to say, I can't stay on the line long, Dre.
I know.
But TDB, y'all need to check my nephew out, man. He's sharp. He's probably the only one that really worked me in the studio on my level. So Dre, you got to give him all your information, SoundCloud, DotPimp, and give him all that. And let him hear, send your music to TDB. TDB, make sure you give him the information to his email so he can send the music so y'all can show him some love and he'll show y'all love back. And
okay, absolutely.
I go through this little turmoil I'm going through right now. You know what I'm saying? I'll be full effect, be back full effect. But right now, I'm focused on my sister right now. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but I thank you, Sweetie B, for your love. You've been supporting me for a long time. And, you know, I got to keep the support up. It's called keeping it real. You feel me?
Absolutely.
I want to make a comment that you said about that airplane. They know where the fuck that airplane at. They know what happened between Russia and the U.S., See, you got to say, the USA got 2,600 satellites in orbit, but only 1,000 of them work. And they know. You know what I mean? They definitely know.
So they can spend all that knowledge they want.
You know what I mean? How you gonna hide from the world? Ain't no airplane that's going to evaporate.
What's the name of the station?
It's called Grown Folks Music, man.
Grown
this is Grown Folks Business on City Bird Central. And I'm going to give you all of the information on the back end. You guys, I'm going to play this for you because I wanted you to hear this. And Babu, thank you, honey. I really appreciate you for calling in. And we're going to chat it up and everything. I want you guys to listen to this funny 911 call. And we'll be back with more of Grown Folks Business.
All right, show enough.
Hi, what's the action that we need to come to? All right. Your address, sir? 4220 Winford? 4220
Winford,
sir? Yes. Okay, and what's going on there?
This shit happened yesterday and you motherfuckers trying to put my ass in jail.
Okay.
And I understand what's going on.
Okay, do you need medical attention?
Yeah.
What is wrong?
I don't know. I ain't no goddamn doctor.
Okay, sir, I'm trying to help you.
Well, help me, send me some eye here. What the hell? What's the hold up?
Sir, are you feeling pain? What is the problem?
I'm crazy as hell.
So do you need us?
I don't know what.
Sheriff's office, are you on the line?
Yes, we are.
Do you need us to go with you?
He said somebody can't hear me. His heart.
I ain't had my goddamn medicine this morning. I ain't got no medicine. I went to the fucking hospital, and the doctor got mad because I told him that white boy used to fuck my mama a long time ago.
Sir, are you in pain somewhere, or what is
it? Yes, I got headaches in my leg and everything. I've been in a fucking fight.
So you want the paramedics to come and check you, correct?
Well, I thought you were getting. What the hell going on?
Sir, you need to calm down and talk to me. I am trying to help you, and I'm trying to send the paramedics, but I need to understand what the problem is.
I don't know what the problem is.
Okay, but you're feeling head pain. Is that correct?
Yes, I've been injured. I've been hit on the head and everything else. How else do a motherfucker feel soft?
All right, when did that happen?
Yesterday. Damn. My head's hurting. You're going to send somebody here, you're going to fuck around on the phone.
Sir, I have no problem sending you help, okay? The paramedics will come and they'll check you. How old are you?
I'm 62 years old. I retired from Diamond Crack.
Okay, and are you in Millennium Point Apartments?
Yes.
What apartment number are you in?
What's going on down there, ma'am?
Sir, I am trying to help you. What apartment number are you in?
Well, shit, my head is hurting.
Can you tell me what apartment number you're in?
What?
What apartment number are you in?
I ain't no goddamn apartment.
Are you in Millennium Point Apartments?
Motherfucker, what's wrong with your ass? How much schooling have you had?
Sir, are you in Millennium Point Apartments?
I told you that.
Okay, what apartment number are you in? What apartment number are you in?
I ain't no goddamn apartment. It's a town.
Okay, what kind of medical history do you have, sir?
I don't know. Let them check it out. I ain't no fucking doctor. I ain't no nurse either.
Yeah?
Who is that yes. You want to know?
That's how it's been. What's your name?
I'm Rev Lowdown.
And what's the phone number that you're calling from?
I don't know what it is. I think you got that address. That's enough.
Is your phone number 407-883-5636?
Well, you know the fucking number. Why you ask me?
Because I need to confirm it with you, sir.
All right, you got it.
Do you not have an apartment number?
I don't live in no goddamn apartment. I live in a townhouse, motherfucker.
Okay. S.O.?
Yeah, we still need...
Sir, do you have a townhouse number?
4220, motherfucker.
Okay. And so we definitely need you to go with us. We're on our way.
Okay. I'll let them know.
Sir, stay on the phone with the sheriff's office, okay? Do you need to talk to him, S.O.?
I want to try.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sir?
Hello?
Yes.
The guy that hit you, is he still there?
Yeah, he lives over here, right? Probably run a dope house right next door to me.
He's white, black, or Hispanic?
I don't know what color he is. You call him what you want to call him.
What does he look to you?
Well, I don't know. He looks like one of Jesus' children.
He looks like what?
One of Jesus' children.
Okay, what's his skin color?
I don't know. Okay. I don't see no color.
Do you know what color clothes he's wearing?
I don't know. The motherfucker in the house.
Okay, so we have somebody come to you, okay?
Alright.
Goodbye.
Alright.
That you throwing in, I'm scrolling down my page and blowing in the wind. She don't fly, she can be whatever she wants, she can get from me. I work hard, what is it gonna take? I'm whipping up my dinner and I want you on my plate, girl. How you doing, little mama? You give me your number, we can chill this summer. Do it in my armor.
Boom.
Full of that sit down good. They ain't really getting on shit. Baby mama drama, that's it. And I ain't got no holler for you.
Oh yeah, freaky like Dickie Wood and Cherokee.
Bill said your squad, that's the closet. Time to rain, dance, I killed it. Squirt got work for you, baby, that's real shit. Blasted it on deck, and I'm in the building. Blasted it on deck, blasted it on deck, blasted it on deck, blasted it, go get it. Blasted it on deck, blasted it on deck, blasted it on deck. Glad city, go get it since we used to you be first. I don't need her and she don't need her. I don't like her, she said she wanna feed her. And he goes on the whole trios and cheater. See my senorita, brick house bad. Slap a chick on the ass, lead foot on the gas. Ripping grain, make it rain, lollipops in the ashtray. Stick from the hips and they say she got her dad face. Dark brown and cute, all black, Gucci boots, fat cat, Gucci juice. Acting me what's wrong, cause I talk about it usually. Well, I'm on drugs and I only need you with me. Like Method Man and Mary J on the sample beat. Used to run gang like the track beat. Happy, darker berry, that's me. Take this, let's see if she fucking with your beat. Blackjack on the beat, G21 deep in. Long stroke, Glass City, this is what we mean.
Another caller on the line, hey Ru. Last four digits 9789. You're live on the air with Sweetie B and the guy, hey Ru. Who do we have?
Hey, what's up? This is your boy D.
Hey D, what's happening?
What's up with it, man? What's up, hey Ru?
What's going on?
Just
man?
Chilling.
What's happening with you?
Not much, man. Oh man, just chilling, man. Trying to do the family thing over here, man. Trying to do the family thing. Trying to plan for this wedding, all this stuff, man. I'm trying. Got a lot going on. Trying to support my girl. Trying to support other people. Just, man. Trying to live, man.
You ain't been through it a while, man. So I know you got a topic for us, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, look here, man. So much crazy stuff going on in this world today, man. She talk about anything today, man. you know what I'm saying? So much. Well, let me comment about the airplane people, man. You know, when I first heard it, I thought they were lying. I thought somebody was lying when they told me. I was like, man, they ain't losing no airplane, man. Not no airplane with 200-some-odd passengers on it. You know what I'm saying? They just out of nowhere vanished. And then I look at the news, mother. They talking about it popped up in Vietnam. Now, how the hell did he get way in Vietnam? Where was he going in the first place?
This is the thing. Now, Steven, I didn't sign up, but there was a report in Kremlin that stated that some type of way the United States Navy, they intercepted the plane, the route of the plane, and apparently directed them somewhere else or either added some cargo to the plane. There was something along that manner. But whatever the cargo was the thing, the cargo that was put on the plane or was the plane was carrying was the problem because of what the content of it was. So I don't just think the plane is just missing from what the content was. That was some like, really, you know, something that we should be, if we're going to carry something, we should be carrying it. Like,
right.
It shouldn't be on the plane with civilians. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that part of it, I didn't get that. I didn't get that part of it. So...
The U.S., man, you know, quiet is kept. You know, they don't like people to know about it, but, you know, they the biggest drug organization it is, man. They be smuggling in and all types of stuff, man. They smuggling stuff every day, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just what they do. Ain't no telling what that was. That could have been some type of chemical.
It wasn't drugs, but it was something that was to take everybody on the face of the earth off of it.
I mean, look here, man.
You know, to trust that type of cargo on something, that was what was really throwing me. But, you know, I don't know. United States does some crazy stuff sometimes. I don't know.
You can't really stress yourself out trying to figure out the government. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like right now, I'm trying to figure out why Obama took so much goddamn money from me with this goddamn Obamacare shit. My girl come in talking about, babe, I signed us up for Obamacare. They took $800. What? Like, damn,
wait,
they took what?
Wait, hold on. Wait.
Yeah, he lost it.
You say she signed y'all up.
She signed up for Obamacare. Because, she been listening since, you know, they say you got to sign up for it or you ain't going to be able to get your taxes next year or whatever they saying about stuff. So she come in this house. I didn't know she did it. She came in the house talking about, baby, I got something to tell you. I signed us up for Obamacare and they took $800 out of our savings. I said, Wait, stop. They did what? I said, man, why did you do that? I was like, I didn't know what to really do. I was like, why you do that? I'm giving damn about no Obamacare.
So she was like, man,
she said, we got to do it. We got to do it. So, I just told her, I ain't mad at you. I said, I'm mad at Obama. Goddamn, why you take 800? Take 100
right.
or something.
Yeah, that sounds
like
that sounds
kind of
fishy right there, man. No, that sounds kind of fishy right there. Like y'all might have got.
I don't know, because the way he's trying to word it up and fix it up, you know, like it's going to be a better, cheaper, you know, deal
yeah.
than what the rest of them going to be.
The problem with Obamacare, man, is that you can't do nothing nice in a cutthroat country. You know what I'm saying? It's like anytime you tell a person that they got to do something, but here go a loophole where you don't got to do it, that's what they going to do.
Yeah.
You tell the employees you got 40 people working, you got to offer health care and shit, man, they going to put two people on like part-time, so now they only got 39. You know what I'm saying? That fourth person, and that 40th and 39th person is working like two part-time shifts. You know what I'm saying? They making the money up to them so they won't be complaining or nothing like that because they want to keep their employees happy. You know what I mean? Anytime you say to somebody you have to do something like that, then the insurance company's going to do their thing. A lot of stuff that people attempt to work that are really like basic things that really should exist in this country, it's like, man, we're in a capitalist society, so a lot of these socialist type of policies are not going to work right over here, man, because I know if I got a company, you know what I'm saying, and I'm doing it, I'm not that type of person because I understand, man, that you know what I'm saying, happy people, man, make bread better. But at the same time, everybody is not like that. Everybody don't understand that, you know what I'm saying? Every single person is a cog in an organization that keeps it running right. Everybody else is going to be out for how can I make my bottom dollar? You know what I'm saying? They talking about raising minimum wage in a lot of places that people talk about, yeah, well, I'm going to just raise the price of my stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you got those type of things. So we live in a country, man, where you can't do that. A couple of other countries, man, got universal health care. It's working just fine. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not perfect. But it's working just fine, man. I look at the opposite of it, though. It's like how much money in taxes we got where people get shot or hurt or fall out or get busted upside the head and go on a ambulance ride or some kind of crazy ass thing, man. And never pay for it. That's like $10,000-$20,000. It's like, you know what I'm saying, almost a couple of $1 million a year, like more than that probably. You know what I'm saying? They talk about in the last 10 years, man, over $1 billion, like unpaid shit. People just not paying.
Yeah.
How many people go to the hospital
in
the emergency shit? So it's like we in the hole, man, because people don't got health care. And they still, I mean, that stuff got to be paid for. It actually got to be paid for. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay for that. Somebody got to pay for that. If it don't come out of the front end, it's going to come out the back end. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man, it has its place. the way that it's been worked out, though, is kind of, you know, iffy, man, because everybody is trying to support some type of lobby or something like that. You know what I mean? It's like
right.
You keep saying, okay, we're not going to make y'all do it in the year. We're going to give y'all a little more time. We're going to give y'all a little more time. Okay, we're going to give y'all a little more time. Oh, we're going to give y'all. But everybody getting a little more time except for the common man. You know what I'm saying? The everyday person on the streets, they got to be signed up. But the companies and some of the businesses and some of the other people, they don't got to sign up like that. You know, I mean, it's like, I'm not going to say, man, I don't got a problem with Obama as a president because he really not doing nothing that no president prior to this haven't done. You know, we look at it because we expected something. We so upset with him because we had expectations of him. You know,
yeah, he's
man,
said a lot
him,
of stuff, too.
He just, to me, he's just a well-spoken actor. You know, every president is an actor to me. You know what I'm saying? They all actors. So he a well-spoken
exactly.
actor. He ain't got to look down like George Bush and read the script. He can just speak. He memorized. That's all he do.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's like we expected something from him that couldn't be done. You know what I'm saying?
Well, as black people, we were looking at, oh, he's black. He's going to do this. He's going to do that. You know, we put a lot on his shoulders. Without him even knowing it, in our minds, we putting all this weight on his show. Oh, he's finna make it right for black people. He finna do this.
Yeah, but
man, you still got to understand. He still got to go through people, too. He may be the president, but shoot, if he the president, then should none of his bills he ever passed be vetoed. They should never void his veto.
He don't have to go through Congress for nothing, according to him.
Oh, yeah, he just dropped a bill.
When he shut the government down, he ain't
got to
go through nobody.
There's certain things that he could do, but he didn't really shut the government down. That go both ways, though, man. That's like you saying your husband shut your marriage down because you want to have boyfriends on the side. He say, well, if it's going to be boyfriends on the side, I ain't paying no bills in the house. And you saying, well, I'm going to have boyfriends on the side. He saying, well, I ain't going to pay no bills in the house. Let your boyfriends pay the bill. You like, no, they not my husband. You my husband. You going to pay the bill. So when y'all sitting there and the rent man come, he don't care about your boyfriends on the side. He don't care about your husband's problem.
No,
yeah,
he want his money.
He just want his money. And that's what happened to government. The Republicans wanted their thing. The Democrats wanted their thing. And everybody politicked with it. You know what I'm saying? It's not about serving the people no more. It's about agendas now. It's like, man, I like orange socks. He like green socks. We sitting up in here arguing for 6 months about what color socks we're going to buy for everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And then I got my mind made up. I'm not going to vote for no green socks. So we either getting orange socks or we're not going to have no socks. You know what I mean? That's basically what it comes down to, man. It's just it's basic stuff, man. Everybody is not thinking about running the country no more. Everybody is lobbying for re-election. Like, I can't vote for nothing to do with immigration because the city and state that I support got a serious problem with illegal immigrants. So if I vote for that, when I come to run again, you know, Johnny from the block gonna run against me and I'm gonna lose. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to lose my congressional seat. Or I'm not trying to lose my Senate seat. So I'm gonna do what's best for my thing, not what's best for the country. You know, which is really how
man,
things
see,
are.
See, that's why I think they need to put women in there, man. They need to have a whole thing full of women, man. Women gonna take care of everything. Women have that intention to care for everything more than men do. Men gonna take care of theirs. That's it.
In some situations, I agree with you 100%, man. But that chick Nancy Pelosi, when she was Speaker of the House up in there, man, she bullied through them Republicans, man. Even against Obama's little old decision, sometimes he was like, try to get a couple of. She was like, we don't need that. We got enough votes. Fuck them. And now that's why the problems is like they is, because they had everything they weighed. They had a Democratic president and a Democratic houses and shit, and they just shut shit down. She did what the fuck she wanted to. Now she's sitting up in there long facing. You know, women be fucking some shit up, too, because of the simple concept or philosophy that they believe women can do stuff better. Man, human beings can do stuff better, man, if they stop doing stuff for selfish reasons. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, I'm not going to complain. I can't think of another country I want to be in other than this one, man. Just the fact that I can sit here and say this motherfucker is fucked up and not somebody kicking my dough in, you know, to drag me off.
So they can.
Saying it's fucked up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, basic. A lot of the stuff that we got here, it don't even exist in other countries, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's like it's levels. It's next levels, man. You know what I mean? A lot of times people say, well, I'm poor. I'm not doing good. But it's like, man, you're using your food stamps at McDonald's every day. That little $200 ain't going to last, man. That shit going to last like 20 days. You're getting breakfast and dinner at McDonald's. You know, by the time you're done with it, you're crying about the rest of the month. You know, or you give your whole little thing, half of your thing to the weed man. You know, stuff ain't going to last, man. A lot of stuff that we do, a lot of problems we have, man, 90% of the problems in a person's life are self-inflicted. That 10% of that stuff is out of your control. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't make a job pop out of the air. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
But you can't sit around waiting for no job to fall in your lap. You can't, you know what I'm saying, make education be better, but you can take your ass to school and get the best one you can get. You know what I mean? We live in a society, man, in which complaining has become, you know, the lion's share of the conversation. If somebody try to strike up a solution or something like that, ain't going to work and go back to complaining. Well, how about that ain't going to work and go back to complaining?
Mm-hmm.
It's what we do with the country. We complain because we have a false sense of entitlement. I've never been nowhere, seen an organization, group, or anything function properly where everybody had to know everything. We don't need to know everything. Some stuff I don't need to know. It's just, it don't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when my money is concerned, I like to be informed. I like to think that somebody up there is not paying, you know, $2 billion for 20 toilets, you know, to furnish some of these government buildings and stuff like that. But other than that, man, I don't, you know, a lot of stuff I just don't care about. I don't need to know because it's not what's on my level.
Yep.
I mean, it's like if they send me in to rescue American citizens that's somewhere trapped in another country, I might not have needed to know, man, that once upon a time, man, you know what I'm saying, this dude was part of the Ku Klux Klan. I might not
need to know that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's gonna affect how I do my
Your
job.
Decision making.
Some stuff you don't need to know. Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. We think we need to know everything. That's why we put in everything. We think we need to know everything. Other people need to know everything. It's like, man, if you beat somebody on the line online right now, y'all start talking, going back and forth. These people will ask you a million questions about yourself, man. And when you tell them, the skill will never be enough. Then they will start asking you to do things to prove that you are who you are. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
I mean,
right,
it's like, and all the time, they might be the catfish. You know, they building a life based on the information that you're giving them. Next thing you know, they got your pictures, they being you somewhere else. You know what I'm
all
saying?
Right.
So it's like we just, this country, man, is just crazy, man, when it comes down to it, man. I mean, Obama's doing the best he can. You know, dude was handed, like, a shitload of problems. I don't really, like I said, I'm not really a big fan of the guy. But, I mean, he took this motherfucker over, man. It was already fucked up. It was already fucked
I mean,
up.
I see him on ESPN more than I see him on anything else. I mean, I'm looking at him on ESPN right now, picking Martin Madness team. What the fuck they got to do with anything?
I mean, that's what they do, man. We live
they asked that man, if you win that $1 billion, this is a dude. About the bragging, he's talking about, well, Michelle's going to want new shoes. That's the best thing you can say?
He should have said, I'm going to quit my job.
Some shit. I'm going to retire before they fire me.
Shit is comedy, man. I mean, it's funny, man, but, you know, this country, man, I mean, it's not living up to its expectations, man. You know, and this generation of kids that's coming up is just worse, man. You know,
that's a whole other show in itself right there.
I know, man. I don't even want to talk about these kids, man. Okay, now, this is what I'm going to do. B, you going to hang around for a minute?
Oh, yeah, I'm good.
Okay, well, I'm going to get into some music right here, and then we're going to come back and get some new topics going and talk about some new stuff. I'm going to play, let's see what I want to get into. Let's play some Piccolo. I get it. And we'll be back in just a minute for more Broncos business, so you guys hang on tight.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how I do it. Just know I do it. Hey. Boy. Yeah. Check. Today is a new day and zero fucks is given. Return of that nigga known for Jack Honey Swillin'. And I ain't shit yet, I'm sure my day is coming. When every day is payday, y'all hoes can't tell me nothing. Yes, it makes perfect sense. The way I be chillin' shit, they be lurking and cursing. They know for certain and curtain. Who's that? That nigga low? We'll swoop in, snatch your hoe. With the quickness I get bitches, that's your main hoe if you don't know. Boy, look, I'm out here, just waiting on my turn. And these suckers still doubt me, I guess these suckers gotta learn. I'm not even a teacher, I'm a preacher with ether. You need that damage with this package, your career is not lasting, my nigga, I pull up to the club, only 4D. And all the gear I rock, got it jerky. Gangsters fuck with me, and the bitches too. And they be asking, what the fuck that nigga do? I get it. I get that. Bitches, I get that. Respect, I get that. Great sex, I get that. Boy, I get it. Man, that's around town, no joke. Now I'ma tell the truth and the whole truth. I can't be touched, you think enough, my swag is living proof. But yet and still they wanna check my status. They think they local, I'm trying to reach around the Atlas. B-A-D with my chick beat. In the lane be ride swiftly. Ride a shotgun, trying to pop one of them niggas who swear that they got one of them hits. That's bullshit, cause they know my records got the full clip. So Wavy got them abandoned ship, do they know who they fucking with? Call the corner, just pulled off a Chris Donner. Nobody got a swag like mine, I left that bitch right on the corner. With a transformer, a court reporter, to tell the events of your Mr. Poster. The takeover, the break's over, young Riviera, I am the closer, nigga, what? I pull up to the club, only 4D. And all the gear I rock, got it jerky. Gangsters fuck with me, and the bitches too. And they be asking, what the fuck that nigga do? I get, I ride around and I get. Moolah, I get that. Bitches, I get that. Respect, I get that. Great sex, I get that. Boy, I get it. Man, that's around town, low jerky.
Come on. Gecko Brothers back once again. We spell it John O. Saying, hitting you with something a little smoothed out. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la. La la. Yeah. Come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la. La la. Yeah.
Yo,
come
check
on.
It out. Hey yo, listen little lady, let me keep this true. There's no one that I'd rather rock with than you. The way you smile and you walk really make my day. And every time I see you, I forget what to say. You're the hottest little shorty in the whole New York. But I'ma chill for a second, let my man please talk.
Now look so later for the flirting and the casual speaking. Compin' your back against the wall and get your body deleted. You seeking that grown man freaking, he's speaking kinda young. But me speaking with all my tongue, happy we can speak in the tongues. Certified murder, called CSI. For how I kill it but don't hurt her, hear that we sex cry. Sounding oh so passionate. Now take a second to reconsider your choices of who you got to smash it. Go tell her the rest.
Yeah, I got you, P. She say she got a man, but still coming with me. I know she can't resist all my Harlem swag, but she want me to chase her like a game of tag.
La la la.
Yeah.
La,
like
la.
A game of tag.
La la la. La,
like
la.
A game of tag.
La la la. La la. La la la. La la.
It's no damn secret that the vibe is there. So relax yourself, let me make this clear. I'm feeling you when I know you feel the same. But you're trying to play old like I'm some lame. See, I got no time, but damn you fly. There's no way I could turn and just say goodbye. So stop playing around and just give me a sign.
Now I could give a damn about your man because I'm going for mine. Now strictly keep it 100, I ain't playing no games. My only game to lay your back and tear that ass out the frame. Marvin, please be the ammo when the panties is down. Around your ankles, I can pull them off and won't make a sound. Type disrespectful, though the language is plain. Your man be acting so neglectful, that's a goddamn shame. Contrary to your man's opinion, mind, you're winning. That nigga's Frank Ocean, but you the stream, I wanna swim in. Ain't never had no halo, but for you I do some sinning.
You ain't never had a lover that can do it all day. I go from 4 to 11, check my resume. I hit that ass all night, girl, it won't come quick. It's that 2013 Grand Poobah shit.
I be that way up in the air, foot holder, caresser of a tramp stamp. Leg over shoulder, throw it, she flow until the bed is damp. Hit it like a champ, though I ain't never been restless. Bust off on your chest, now you got a pearl necklace.
So think about it, love, and don't pass it by. Cause together we would lay, and that would be fly. Me and you making love to the early morn. And I don't need to tell you that you got it going on. The ball's in your court, but don't wait too long. I gotta bounce, baby John, Gecko Brothers, we're gone.
Yeah, come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la, la la. Yeah, come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la, la la la. Come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la, la la la. Yeah, come on. Now I'ma hit you with the la la la, la la la. Come on. Now check it out, fellas. La la la, ladies. La la la, thug figures. La la la, chickens. La la la, la la la, la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Yeah, peace to a Tribe Called Quest. I'm saying, step up, go la 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 la.
All right, you guys, we are back for more Grown Folks Business. I am Tweety B, and we are in the house with the guy, Hey Roo, and D is with us right now. And we're going to get into another topic here.
Hey, before you do, Tweety B, I just want to give my condolences to Dawu and his family.
Well, I think you said that she was battling cancer, right? Yeah.
Oh, well, my prayers go out to them. It helps to make a speedy recovery.
Yeah, I made the same mistake. I misunderstood what he said, too.
Yeah. So we're going to be praying for her and and believing God that everything is going to be okay with them. So I wanted to ask you guys a question, okay? I know that a lot of guys, I would say most guys, like to be able during sex to touch their woman's hair or run their fingers through it or sometimes pull it or tug on it or what have you. Do you have a problem if your girlfriend likes to wear weave or wig? So, like, how would you handle that situation? We can start with you, D.
So she wore a wig, and first of all, you know, I don't really like wigs or weave. We're going to get that out there off the top, but because I will pull it off your head, and I'll chunk it. That's how I handle that situation. It ain't going to stop nothing, but I'm, you know, I prefer you her, you know, I'm not with the weave and the wigs and stuff. I'm not with all that stuff. That's not my thing.
Okay.
If you got short hair, go rock that. Rock that natural.
How you feel, Haru?
I mean, I look at it like, you know what I'm saying, everything is about creativity and about, you know what I'm saying, about understanding what's going on. I mean, it's like, if her conference on during sex is wearing that wig, then I'm not going to pull that off because that's going to kill the sex. You know, if her weave is like fresh, and that's the whole thing about it. People misinterpret what pulling hair actually mean. It don't mean just grabbing somebody's hair and jerking it. You know what I'm saying? And you tighten it up a little bit. A woman with a weave on can put a ponytail in her hair, man, that's so tight, make it look Chinese. So for me to be able to grab that hair and pull, you know, and hold it in a tight fashion like that in order to, you know what I'm saying, motion my stroke, I'm going to work with what I got to work with. You know what I'm saying? My problem is that unique of all unique females that say, don't touch my hair, you know, doing sex or doing whatever, don't touch my hair. I don't usually be involved with those type of women anyway.
But hey, Ru, what does she say? What does she know? She got a wig on my neck, and she be like, "Pull my hair."
But you know you got a wig on. What are you going to tell me to pull your ass out? I'm going to pull it out.
You got to be creative about it, man. I mean, if she got on a short wig, then it's going to be difficult. But if it's long enough, man, I'll take that wig, man, part it down the middle, wrap it around her neck one time, bring it back around the back, and then just tug on that shit. I'll turn that shit into a helmet, you know what I'm saying, with a chin strap. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, man, you know, me, man, creativity in the bedroom, man, you know what I'm saying, is all important, man. You know, everybody got to be comfortable. If you're not comfortable with what you're doing, because if you snatch your wig off, she go to grabbing her head, you know, your stroke going to be off. You know, her response to you is going to be off. You know, a shy woman, insecure woman is not the best person for a dude to be having sex with unless he's just trying to get his. You know, and then I always look at, like, I'm not looking at this time. I'm looking down the line at everything I do. Every decision I make, I'm looking at how it's going to affect me the next time when I'm dealing, especially when you're dealing with a human being. So now you snatch your wig off, and the next time you talk about, baby, you know, it's like, oh, there's some stuff I got to do, and, you know, and you like, for like 2-3 weeks.
I don't grab wigs no more. I don't grab the hair no more, man. I'd rather just, you know, grab you around the neck or something. You know, I ain't grab your shoulders or something. I don't want to grab your head. I just grab your neck or something.
Yeah, no, every time you get to talk about sex, she go to patting her head and touching her hair like you come like something. Like, nah, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, some women, man, they go in. Some women don't give a damn.
Yeah, but
then some women got that cap on up under there. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to be looking like that. You looking at that from the back, they looking like, you know what I'm saying, some type of jailhouse sissy or something. You got that little skull cap on.
What you trying to do, bro?
Like, you killing me right now. Like, you know, it's like, it's from the back, she don't look feminine, you know what I'm saying, at all. Now you got to stop and glance down and make sure that you, like, you know what I'm saying, that's the woman again, you know. I mean, it's just, when it comes down to a man sexually, man, I mean, you know, you don't got to cater to a woman, because I'm real dominant, you know what I'm saying, sexually, man, and pulling hair is like a big thing. But the wig, it really won't bother me, man. I mean, you know, they got some nice wigs, man, that they not going to pull off that easy. They fit, like, nicely.
You're right.
You know what I'm
saying?
We ain't talking about no airplane wig, man. Chick walk down the street in a nice breeze, you know, she holding her bang.
She got her hand on top of her head.
Yeah, she trying to wear somebody else's wig. You know, your sister got a big-ass pet bull head. You know what I'm saying? You trying to wear her wig. It's all that over your ears and shit. You know, get your own shit. You know what I mean? If that's what you do, man, next time money right for the family or for the relationship or whatever, we get her one of them nice, custom-made, firm-fitting snuggers. You know what I'm saying?
Real her. Real her wig.
With the Velcro.
Look, man, I went to the hair store with my girl, man. Look, they got so much hair, it's ridiculous, man. Where they killing these horses is cold now, man. Horses and Indian women selling their hair and shit. Come on, man, it's too much.
That's how it is, man. You know, I mean, people constantly look at what they feel. They, you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's like, I want to kind of knock people for the insecurity of it, that I see it. But then again, it's like, I come to understand, man, that femininity is wrapped up in hair, breasts, things like that. And as a man, it's hard for us to really understand that, you know, the things that they need to feel good about themselves. I mean, if it's making you, if you're so caught up in it that, you know, they real serious insecurities. But if you doing it because it's like, I feel nice when I'm like this, I like, you know, the feel of this weave. It allows me to do more things with it, because everybody ain't got good genetics. You know what I'm saying? You don't went to school with Billy Ray,
right.
You know, a little Johnny or Frankie. Y'all in the ninth grade, and this shit already received. You know what I'm saying? hairline back there. She already working the ball spot like in the 10th grade. He's trying to come up, well, you know I play football. That's the helmet.
Yeah.
That's the helmet, man. That's your mama brother and her daddy and him. Them genetics is bad. Your shit gonna be dumb. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
some women got the same thing. They got female pattern baldness, and some women got thin hair.
They got to have the hair.
You can't do the updo, man, with, you know what I'm saying, with that finger thick ponytail.
You know,
they got to do what they got to do. I don't knock it. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Well, between me, you know, you mentioned something.
So what you do?
If you in a relationship with a man and during sex he wants you to choke him, pull his hand.
Oh well, if it's dreads, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? If he asks me to choke him, I'm probably gonna choke him anyway at a certain point. So that'd be a given. But I like dreads. I can get a good grip on that. I don't date a whole lot of dudes with a lot of hair, though. If it ain't dreads, I don't know what you can do with guys braided or pressed. That just ain't, you know, my type of dude. But that's just
a nigga with braids gonna tell you not to touch his head, man. Don't touch my head, man. Nigga with braids,
yeah, I just got freshly braided.
Fresh braids, man. You fucking up my braids, oh man. You know, throw the whole thing out right there.
Yeah.
Some of them niggas with them universal dreads be crying too. I call them universal dreads.
Them little
politically correct dreads where a motherfucker got like, how you got 10,000 dreads in your head? Them little skinny ass things. You go to yanking on them, they constantly be coming out. You see them dudes, they got bangs. How you got baby hair? You gonna shave your shit because you done over twisted that shit around the front. You know what I'm saying? You said see about your dreads. You better sew that shit back on. You know what I'm saying? Twist that shit back up. Let that shit look natty. How you a naughty and put on a conch shell or something. You know, keep loud.
Yeah.
Put a bead over them stitches. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm looking, I ain't gonna be trimming around the edges. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that is. Then you're going to try to put some designs in it to make it look like it's next year or something.
They're trying to save the like,
That shit
spread like a wildfire down here in Dallas, man. I'm telling these youngsters, that's their thing. They love it.
Yeah.
They love it.
You got the RoboCop going on or the Predator. You know what I'm saying? Or the alien versus, you know, the alien got the big old, all that forehead, man, with hair just in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. it's all pulled back in a little ponytail or something, you know?
Yeah, you got all, it's because you done over-twisted it in the top. You down there at LaQuisha house getting that new twist. She down there smoking the ass just all in your hair. She done over-twisted this. Every time you turn around, she talk about, oops, she done dropped the cherry off in your hand. You know what I'm saying? You know,
What killed me is them motherfuckers be walking around with the ball at the top and then just the hair on the side. Man, go on, cut it off. It's gone, man. There you go.
That's what's called the baseball cap do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He always got on a fitted hat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He always got on a fitted hat. He be having long ass dreads hanging out from up under that joint and everything. He don't want her to take his hat off. He's sitting up there with a hat and glasses on like a bank robber or something all through the day. He takes the glasses. You know, before he come out to bed, he want to come out there with his do-rag tied around his head and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? He be going in. No, he don't never get no position. It's like his do-rag is like up under the dreads and tied around, so don't never come off. You know, then he got another one he put on and he tied under his chin. You don't know what that shit look like till the motherfucker get arrested or go to the hospital. You know what I'm saying? They get hit.
They get hit by a car. He got amnesia. They tell him, can you come down and identify your husband? She walked in and sees his bald head, nigga. He like, I don't see him here.
You know what? God bless. Hey, well, we about to get into some of this condo music. Send it up, you guys.
2K. I'm from the shine where them guns that they send it off. Niggas on different sides, they'll send it off. I'm a pretty where them cookie cops wear a coat. And if your city like mine, go and send it off. North Pole, real niggas, they'll send it off. West side, south side, they'll send it off.
Can't explain it, man.
That's why them hoes jock.
I'm explaining to y'all.
That's why them hoes jock.
Why they on the nigga? Chill.
I get guap bottle pop.
I get it.
That's why them hoes jock. Laced up, icy wash.
Got it.
That's why them hoes jock. Only dime, let the slot.
I do it.
That's why them hoes jock. Only hard, no rock.
Swish.
That's why them hoes jock. That's why them hoes jock.
They jock.
That's why them hoes jock.
They jock.
Guap bottle pop. That's why them hoes jock.
They jock.
Dimes left the slot. That's why them hoes jock.
They jock.
Heart no rock. That's why them hoes jock.
They jockin' on my swag, guess it cause it's at 100. They jockin' on my hustle, guess it cause I got some money. They jockin' on my bitch, guess it cause she speak no English. They jockin' on her fit designer, shit straight out of Neiman's. They jockin' on my watch, that Breitling got me countin' seconds. They jockin' on my shades, D&G show her reflection. They jockin' on my kicks, Creator Rex in every color. They jockin' on the whip, Corvette in like a motherfucker. They jockin' on the telly, never bring them bitches home. They jock on my aroma, Dolce with a hint of strong. They jockin' on the Prada, guess they see the traffic jumpin'. They don't jock on you, I guess it cause they know you nothing.
I get guap bottle pop. That's why them whole job laced up, icy wash. That's why them whole job on it dimes, nothing flop. That's why them whole job ballin' hard, no rock. That's why them whole job. That's why them whole job. That's why them whole job. That big guap bottle pop. That's why them whole job on it dimes, nothing flop. That's why them whole job ballin' hard, no rock. That's why them whole jock, they jockin' on my lingo, guess they love my country grammar. They jockin' on my state, I represent, go Alabama. They jockin' on my plug, nobody got a better number. They jockin' on my driver, 50 carries, never fumble. They jockin' on my cut, a nigga lookin' so distinguished. They jockin' on my girls, girl, she thick and dark like Venus. They jockin' on my Twitter, I get mentioned after minute. They jockin' on my cash, I just buy them niggas rentin'. They jockin' on the squad, got them sayin' dollar sign. They jockin' on my place on ESPN bottom line. They jockin' on the grind, guess it cause I handle business. They jockin' on the life, I don't talk, I go and live it. Get guap, bottle pop. That's why them whole job laced up, icy wash. That's why them whole job on it dimes, nothing slop. That's why them whole job ballin' hard, no rock. That's why them whole. That's why them whole job. That's why them whole job. I get guap, bottle pop. That's why them whole job on it dimes, nothing slop. That's why them whole job ballin' hard, no rock. They why them whole job.
All right, you guys, we are back for more Grown Folks Business. And that was Leesky Seattle with Jockin'. And I told you guys you could follow him at Leesky5000 over on Twitter. So what did you guys think of that cut?
Oh, man, I was feeling that, man. You know, Leesky always going to come with something, man, to make you hear about it.
Yeah. I like Leesky.
Oh man, I'm not even gonna lie, man. I had to take my phone away so that my girl came in, so I had to talk to her. I had to step away from the phone, man. I had to step away from the station, man. I had to step away, man.
You know what? You'll get the step. I'll put it with the dogs on you. That's it. It's over.
Nah, don't put the balls over, man. Don't put the
balls
out
here. Bring the dogs out right now.
My bad. You know, hey man, I'm sorry.
All right, so I got another topic for you guys. I need to ask you one question first. Hey, Ru, I'm going to ask you first. Are you more an ass or a titty man?
Honestly, man, I'm like a neck man.
That was not the question. The question was, are you more of an ass or titty man?
Okay, look, I'm going to be honest. I could deal with a flat ass, but I can't deal with no flat chest.
Okay. All right. Okay, so I guess you're more of a titty man then. All right, D, what about you?
I have to say I'm an ass man.
Okay.
I'm like 2 Chainz, man.
All right, I asked you guys that because the next question I wanted to ask, if your significant other would like to have implants, be their breast implant or ass implant, would you support that or would you be totally against that? And I'm going to start with you, Heyru.
I mean, I support anything that, you know what I'm saying, the woman in my life want to do. It just depends on where it's coming from. You know what I mean? If it's not coming from a good place, then I'm not going to support it. I'm not going to support, like, insecurities or nothing like that. You know what I mean? And then, you know, I think as a man, we might not mention it, but I think the average dude in the back of his mind is going to wonder why. If I'm happy with how you look and what's going on, you know, sometimes the ass and titty implants be like, you know what I'm saying, be like, I'm going to get all I can get before I get up out of here. You know, I'm going to upgrade me before I upgrade you. So, you know, I don't know. Like I said, man, if it's coming from a good place, man, if it's coming from a, you know, slight little self-conscious or the breasts or whatever, they begin to sag a little too much, you know, or whatever. You know, I can kind of relate to that a little bit. As far as the ass, man, you know, eating healthy and exercise, man, you know, a pump that shit right on up. Yeah, challenge, yo. That's what you gotta do. Oh, you gotta, I'm serious though, man. You get an ass. You tell me, look, here go this ass workout program. If you stick to this and you don't get no results, and you know you don't,
it wasn't me.
Feel not nice. Then you know what I'm saying. Then we'll talk about some implants, man. But you know what I'm saying. I really, the ass implants is kind of like a hard thing for me anyway. Even though I like a nice ass, I'm just saying when I say the titty thing, it's like a woman with nothing but some nipples. Just you know what I'm saying. Have a brother like double checking and shit. You know what I'm saying. You double checking. You know,
right.
You walk in the bathroom. In the bathroom with nothing on but some panties, you see them little nipples, you double check it. You like you reaching down, touching the goodies, like making sure you know saying, like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, I know I've been in it, you know, but the craziest stuff has happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit. But I mean, it's like if it's coming from a good place, man, I support it, man. That's not really my thing. You know what I'm saying? Now, economically, you know. We could do something better for the household with that low budget breast implant of $1,500. You know what I'm saying? We could do something better with that. You know, shit.
Yeah. All right, D. Would you support that or would you be totally against that?
Oh. Well, I mean, I support it, man. You know, I mean, that's what. I have felt some booty implants, and I turned against it. It's just it wasn't what it was. It just wasn't what it was. It wasn't what. I was at the strip club, and the girl, she was making a jump. I knew it was booty implants. She didn't want to say. I knew it was, and I said, man, she's making a jump. She said, you can grab. I grabbed it. It wasn't no muscles or nothing. It was just she was like, you feel that? I was like, man. I just said, yeah. I was like, I don't feel shit. I don't feel nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? So I knew what it was, so that kind of turned me off on that. That kind of turned me off. But, I mean, like, I pretty much had the same feeling. Hey, Rue guy, man, I don't, the insecurity thing, you know, if I'm pleased with it, that's all it should matter. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't be about nothing else. I mean, but most women, you know, they're going to say, it's not about what you, it's about what I want. So, you know, like, go for what you know. I tell you, go for what you know. That's what
life.
You want to do. I'm gonna give me a videotape. I'm gonna show you the tragedies that happened during this shit. You tell me you see them on.
Exactly. You know, watch these horror stories because you back there in the back hit it and you smack the ass cheek and that implant just slide over to the other side. You know what I'm saying? Now you got a flat. The devil's there for the other side. You know what I'm saying? Man, come on, man. Get back to don't hit it so hard. You know I got them implants. Like, now you done changed up my whole little sexual experience.
You know what I'm saying?
With these
implants, you know,
man.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
I'm just,
yeah.
I mean, I ain't really a bitch, but like, you know, like you said, man, work out, eat right, man. Best diet for a girl with flat booty, man. Eat some collard greens, some cornbread. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hog mouth. This is something. Put some fat up on you.
Ball.
You know what I'm saying? Do you some squats,
man.
You do your about 50 squats a day? 50 squats a day? Be right.
And they got that 100 squat workout, man. You start at 50 and work your way up to 200 a day. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's like, man, they got all kind of things you can do, man. You know what I mean? Other than that.
Look here, man.
You know,
you can get it.
Let's flip the question, though. You know, you in a relationship with a dude, and he come to you and tell you he want to get that little surgical stretching of his penis. You going to support that? Tweety B.
What you mean, surgical stretching?
Are you going to support that?
I never heard of it.
The man they got a penis enlarging, man.
Yeah, they have it.
You going to support that?
Well, it depends on how big it already is, because, see, I like my stuff tightened together. I don't like my stuff all stressed out and beat up like that. So it depends on, you know, if it's a normal size, I'm not supporting that. I support it, but you can move on, because I like my stuff together. I don't like to be all loosey-goosey down there, you know?
Would you support a female? Would you support a friend in that?
Nope. I'm going to go. I'm going to tell her everything bad about it. I'm not going to support that. And if anything bad happens, don't call me, because I'm not coming to no hospital, because I told you ahead of time. I'm not doing that. The people see what it's. I mean, it's like your body, it pushes out things that don't belong there. So all day long, your body's trying to figure out what is this thing here that's not belonging and trying to push it out. So it can't be a good positive result in any of that, ever. You know, so I say no. I wouldn't support it. I mean,
you got people taking pieces of their ass and putting it on their lips.
I ain't with that.
Somebody tell you to kiss their ass, you really kissing their ass, for real.
Hell yeah.
Y'all know.
Then they wonder why they breath stink.
Yeah, matter of fact, they all ass.
I mean, I'm just personally, man, don't get me wrong. It's like, you know, breast cancer kind of running in on the female side of my family. So I understand, man. Certain things, man, you know what I mean? It's like I said earlier, you know, breasts are an important part of femininity to a woman, her identity, her gender identity, as far as having breasts, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? So if a woman have to have a mastectomy or a double mastectomy or whatever, man, I sit there and hold her hand and support her 100% in getting, you know what I'm saying, some implants in order to bring back some normalcy to her life, you know what I mean? But as far as just some cosmetic stuff, man, I don't get that. I don't get why you want to risk your life, go under the knife.
For real.
You know, take this anesthetic.
I can't say I would even support it then. You know, like, if you got cancer, your breast had to be removed. And I know it's going to be taking some time for you to get to something, you know, that you don't have no breast no more, but you still living. You go buy you a water bra and wear that thing every day. Nobody will never know you don't have no breast. Nobody know that but you. And then, since nobody be looking at your breast with somebody that cares about you like that, and if they can't accept that, then there's something wrong. You don't need to be with that person. That's just how I feel. You know.
Yeah, I mean, in a perfect world, I mean, but you know what I'm saying? It's like a woman might not want to wear no water bra, man. A woman might want to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, some women, man, it's just looking at it.
You gotta wear a bra anyway.
You know, she see another woman and how freely she is. You know, that make her feel you know how it is. You know how it goes.
But it's for me, from the females in my family, it's a psychological thing. Women have breasts, period.
Mm-hmm.
They not trying to get no big, giant, you know, breast implants or nothing. They just want some normal stuff to look normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not trying to be enhanced. They just want to be how they were, because they done took all the tissue out. So they just want, you know what I'm saying, something there, man, so that they dress falls right, so that they shirt, so that they feel comfortable. When they reach up there, it's not there. You know what I mean? It's
like it's
ghost pains. You know, you go to reach for and it's nothing there. And it's like, yeah, man, you know, your dude lay there in the bed and all of that, this and that and stuff, and he love you and he not tripping. You know what I'm saying? But subconsciously, she gonna think that he is. She gonna constantly think that he is, man. You know what I'm saying? And he watching TV, and every time he see a woman, you know, women talk that stuff. Oh, size don't matter, size don't matter. But all the porno movies they watch, the dude's got the big old John Johnson up in there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh no, you know, it's like a sports car. I just think, you know, I like to watch people bungee jumping, but that don't mean I want to bungee jump. But you watch your bungee jump all the time.
I support a woman like breastfeed, you know, because, you know, that sometimes some women, they breastfeed and they tend to just go away and they want to get them back to where they was. And I can understand. I respect it. Now I'm down with you on that one. But if you're trying to do anything besides that, I ain't with you.
That's why I said everything is about where it's
coming
from.
Yeah, that's why I was agreeing with you.
I just can't really understand. It's like, we married. We've been married for 5-10 years, and all of a sudden, you want to get some injects, implants, and stuff in here. What's wrong with you? You know shit. I want that Lamborghini I see up and down the street every day. We got to send these kids to college. You
know what I'm saying? And it is expensive. That's another thing. It is expensive. It's very expensive to let somebody cut
low. The low low in this country.
Yeah.
The low low is $1,500, and I think that might be $1,500 a breast. But the low low is $1,500. Now you can go to Mexico
and that's probably at somebody's house.
You don't know what you get. You don't know what you get. No, that's at the doctor's office, man. You know what I'm saying? I know a couple of females done it. It's like the low of $1,500. Well, $1,500, man, you know how many Victoria's Secret bras you can buy with them nice, small breasts?
Man.
And, you know, and make them look pretty for $1,500. Sure, man.
Yeah.
You know, we can compromise.
Okay, so do you have any other topics that you guys want to touch on? Because we're going to play another song here, and then we're going to come back and give our final thoughts and give out our shout-out information. So do you have another topic, anybody?
Yeah, I want to talk about, man, going and playing some more music. No, I'm just joking. No, I don't really have nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? This is the first time, man. You know, it's just us. Sooner or later, man, everybody will find their way back home. You know what I'm saying? And that show will be popping, man. But you know me, man. I get to going on and cracking some jokes, man. And then time will be up. So.
He is awesome, man. You guys should have played some of this Black Diamond. We had him with us last night looking at it. We're going to play it right now. We'll come back and give our final thoughts.
A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. The money looking good. I'm looking hood, ain't no need to ask it. I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me. If you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. I'm looking hood. Shorty looking good. You new to this? Let me demonstrate. That's how you do this shit. Now watch the haters remonstrate. The money stay. The women straight, but we don't love them anyway. Most of the time, they just in the way. I whip this heater out, it ain't too intimidate. Some people come, I never implement or indicate. My niggas say cousin blood, those are gang lines. And we ain't talking to the death, those are gang signs. Late summer, we ballin', game time. 30-inch rim, vertical leap, hang time. Go to war and get this paper at the same time. They tell me it's time for change, I tell them I'ma change time. Maybe I just want too much, overachievers. Before this money, I'm religious, overbeliever. And back in the day, I just wanted to sway shoes. So I was moving them packs back in grade school. First I paid my mama rent, then I paid dues. Then I put the game in the U-Haul and made moves. Rough nigga, they wondering how to flow smooth. Used to dream to go to the pros, that was pro tools. A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. The money looking good. I'm looking hood, ain't no need to ask it. I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me. If you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking? It's looking like it should. I'm looking hood. Shorty looking good. I'm getting mine, spitting rhymes, committing crimes with
whatever, I'm getting mine. These youngins taking that money, I'm just getting high. Niggas waiting to kill me, start trying to cut and get in line. I know they hate it, they mad, I'm so elated. Man, that's all of my inspiration, money motivated. Loyalty over love, love overrated. So if I told you I loved you, it was probably overstated. Bitches for passion, riches for flashing, ammunition for blasting, snitches for caskets. We eating and we need the dishes to the ass bins. Now kick them suckers out and bring the cash in. Remind me of them banks, bring the ski mask in. Hit the tellers and say the cops catch the ass in. 100 stacks wrapped in that thick plastic. We throw out all on the table, count it, and then we half it. Old times, in with the new. What that mean, a Ferrari in the Benz too. A mansion, a swimming pool. First to put a club in the living room, coming soon. A pocket full of cash, I'm just looking at it. Shorty jocking the chain, I call her looking at it. So how it's looking, it's looking like it should. The money looking good, I'm looking hood. Ain't no need to ask it, I'm feeling fantastic. I got the chopper with me, if you try me, I'ma blast it. So how it's looking like it should. I'm looking hood, shorty looking good.
All right, you guys, we are here, and we're going to give us everybody our final thoughts on today's Grown Folks Business. So we'll go ahead and start with you, Hey Rue. Hey Rue, are you there? Okay, we'll go ahead and start with you.
With your final thoughts. You know, man, my final thoughts is for all the young artists that want to come up. You know, like I say, man, stay on your grind, man. Be serious about what you're doing. Be serious about your craft. Because if you don't take it serious, ain't nobody else. Won't nobody else ever take it serious. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes it ain't about what you know. It's about who you know. So communication is key, man. Tell you, get out, network. And do y'all thing, man. But first, you got to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, how you expect anybody to help you and believe in you? So
That's true. Absolutely. And I don't know what happened to the guy, Hey Rue, but you guys can check his show out on Thursdays. He did a show last night. Explicit content are on every Thursday at 8 p.m. right here on Tweetyverse Central. So you guys make sure you check him out on Thursdays. We have Manic Monday on Mondays from 8 to 10, and we also do this show here, Grown Folks Business, at 12 noon for the adults to come and have a roundtable discussion on events over the world. So I enjoyed you guys today, and I look forward to seeing you next week. So don't be holding out on me, D. Don't make me come out to Dallas, because you know I come out to Dallas. And, you know, I bring my dog
over
here.
Hey, keep him over there. Hey, you know, I'm going to be here, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm always going to be here. I'm always going to, you know, it's going to be up on my wall at all times, man, on Facebook. You know, I don't really get on Twitter no more. I'm not really a Twitter fan. You know, Instagram, okay. Facebook, though, you know what I'm saying? You can always find me, man. On Instagram, you can find me at the1214. On Facebook, just look up my name, man, you know. Look up my name. You'll find my name on Twitter page. You'll find me. Because you'll always see something. You'll always see something posted. Hey, make sure you give me the poster so I can make t-shirts. I mean, design so I can do some t-shirts, man.
Yeah, I got to get on that. So you got to remind me today to get on it, because I be doing so much stuff, D.
I swear. I know.
I be doing so much stuff in my mind that, you know, just lovely. But make sure you do that today, and I get on that design, too. Because we do need to get some t-shirts. For this show in particular, I had some made for Manic Monday. Carter and company did shirts for me. But I think I'm going to have some new ones done for each show that we have. So that'll
be
cool.
Yeah, cool. All I need is the designs, man. I'm going to get the shirt. I'm going to get a shirt made, and I'm going to show it to you. If you like that, then we can go from there.
Okay.
Cool beans.
Cool beans with that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we go,
baby.
Go from there, and I'm like I told you, man, I'm down with you on this. Be looking for my book coming out, Loyalty. I got it. I'm working on it. I'm already writing it, so be looking for the Loyalty.
Okay. That's what's up. You got to make sure that...
No, he back now.
Who is this? Who is that?
You know who it is. I've been here through the conversation, man. I just, my phone, you know what I mean? It like, it muted itself or something. I was listening to y'all, man. I said... Hey, you know how it go, man. The smartphones, we thinking they smarter than you. It might have felt like I was talking too much or something. I want to let y'all get a couple of words in.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
We got to go with that now. You know, it is what it is. All right, you guys, we are all the way out of the door. We're going to play. What did you hear?
I heard the whole conversation. Y'all ain't going
All right, you guys, we're going to play some of this Tweety B cover for Aretha Franklin, Love a Man, the Way That I Love You, and we are out of the door. Thank you, and we'll see you next Friday at noon.
Man,
make sure you be here.
Y'all come back.
We're gonna take this back. Take it back for you one time. I'm going to see if you remember this test. You're no heartbreak. You're a light in your cheek. And I don't know why I let you do this thing to me. My friend keeps telling me that you ain't no good. But oh, they just don't know that I need you if I could. I love you.